What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And I guarantee you didn't watch Avengers.
Did you?
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell me? I figured you did, but I thought you would tell me.
Why would you not go see it?
I'm going to go see it. I was going to go see it yesterday, but I went to play a stupid slot machine that doesn't pay shit.
Sounds like you're not good, or you're not the chosen one. The chosen one. All right,
but I had to spend a whole, because I was up $60.
And I went down
like 500, and I got it all back on that Buffalo machine.
That's good. It was just teasing you.
I was either going to go home feeling pretty stupid, like why do you keep going if it's not working out. And then it worked out, so I didn't feel stupid anymore.
Okay, so on the Reviews Podcast, we listen to David Dobrik's podcast, which is called the Views Podcast. And we talk about the topics they talk about and give our own opinions and our own experiences as well. So let's roll the intro. Boop, 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 doop, doop, boop, 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 boop,
boop, doop, doop. Do, do, do. Nice. That was actually a good one.
David starts the podcast where he says that him and Jason are going to tell you who dies and who lives in the new Avengers movie. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's cool. I did watch that vlog too.
I don't know how you feel about this, but you know, if you consider how big the Avengers movie is, you know, with, I think it was 10 or 10 movies that led up to this end, that it's a pretty big deal, right? And
yeah.
I saw, and I'm not even shitting you, I saw someone on Instagram in their stories without any warning show the end of the film.
What?
Yeah, and I unfollowed them right away. I was like, "What the fuck?" How? And I didn't see this before I saw the movie. I saw it yesterday, and even so, it's too close to the weekend that it released. And for you not to even put a warning or anything like that, and even to do it, is stupid and inconsiderate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the shock value in that. People post some shit that get, you know, that gets some attention.
No, I know, but she's not the person that is on Instagram. Her, she's not anybody.
Does she follow you?
Yeah, but I unfollowed her right away. I was like, if you're gonna do something like that and you think that's okay, you're an idiot, and I don't even want to know anything more about you.
People do that shit, but yeah, that's crazy. Did you cry?
No, you know, a lot of people said they did. And there were moments that, like, that were very touching. Enough to make me cry. I felt emotional, but I didn't cry.
Was everybody else crying?
The guy next to me didn't cry. Sarah cried. But but there was, I think there's like, there was two parts in there that were like, I think the biggest moments to cry, but apparently like some other people said they cried a few other times, but yeah, no, it was a great movie, but it's only great if you're really connected to it. And like, you've watched the other movies. I'm sure you wouldn't have a big tie or have the emotional, tie to the characters if you didn't watch all the other ones.
Well, and you know, that's part of why I didn't watch it. I don't think I watched all of them, but I've watched many of them, I'm sure. But I didn't really make a connection, kind of. So I don't know if I would. So that's part of why I didn't watch it, is because I didn't know, do I need to go like find all these other movies and watch them?
Not really. I think the important ones, if you had to like not go and watch every single one again, I feel like the first Avengers for sure, the first Iron Man, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and like the most recent Spider-Man, I guess, because their relationships are pretty strong, and the storylines are strong as well that connect into the last one. I mean, there's so many movies that have so many parts to the story, so it's kind of hard to say, but I don't know. But yes, it was so freaking good.
Yeah, and I've heard that. I mean, I was talking to a girl who said, she said that's the best movie she's ever seen in her life. And I was like,
whoa. Yeah, and I can see why. I've seen people say they don't like it or whatever. And sure, I mean, not everyone's going to like everything, right? But I feel like if you were to go see that movie without seeing majority of the other Marvel movies, you won't like it. Because it's, I mean, you know, there's a typical superhero movie, you know, villain, heroes, and all that stuff. But if you kind of take into consideration these stories and how much struggle and the twists of the other movies, and then it comes down to this last movie that closes it all, I think it is a good movie because of not only the action and the visual effects, but the story comes to a close.
See, and I wish that I, along the way, because anytime I watch those movies, I just watched them like as individual movies. I never tied them all together. Like, I knew, obviously, I tied Iron Man and Iron Man 2 right. together, but I didn't tie all of those movies. I didn't know it was a plan, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't, and so maybe I missed out because of that.
Maybe. But I do think this movie will be in theaters for a while. So if you have time, go online and find, like, here are the movies that are connected to, you know, this last movie, and, you know, watch them.
Okay, I'll do that.
But it's fucking good. And like,
so who dies?
Everybody. No one lives.
That's why the movie just like shut
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, funny.
But yeah, so David and Jason made a joke about, you know, spoiling it for everybody. And so there was my little experience with somebody spoiling it. I cannot believe that. That's so crazy. But they went to the Avengers premiere, and David and Jason both said it was their favorite premiere they've ever been to. And I'm just curious, like, how many premieres they've been to, and how the fuck do they get invited to these premieres?
Yeah, how the fuck was David on the fucking red
carpet?
Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, David said he went on the red carpet. His manager called him and said, hey, you're going to be on the red carpet and blah, blah, blah. But, like, why?
Right. And, you know, you need to watch. I meant to send this to you the other day, but I think I didn't send it because I thought you wouldn't watch it. But you should watch it. Jason Nash's blog.
Okay.
And I don't know how it just showed up in my feed. Like, I wasn't searching for anything, but it's really, really good in terms of like seeing what really the whole thing. You know, like in Jason's, David's, you're just seeing like little parts. In Jason's, you're seeing the whole thing, like how awkward, you know, David's looking. You know how he
at the premiere
he actually.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's cool.
And so when David walked, like, you can, from the podcast, so Jason says that he was, so David was the only person not in the movie that was walking on the red carpet. And there were some actors like Mark Ruffalo and Paul Rudd in front of him and some other people behind him. But what was happening, so when he said, David, look over here, whatever, he said he did it to make him feel good. When you watch Jason's thing, what Jason was doing, so when the actors were on the red carpet, there's a ton of photographers taking their pictures, and they're calling out to tell the actor to look a certain way so they can take a picture this certain way. Did you know that? Could you tell that from the podcast?
No, I've seen it from other red carpet events.
Oh, okay. So yeah, they were like, over here, turn to your left, do this, whatever. So when David walks up there, David just walks up there all by himself. And all of the people taking pictures just start doing something else. Like, they're like looking down, or they're not even paying attention. And there's one guy at the very end that just takes David's picture, and I'm thinking, like, this guy can't know who David is. Like, why is he in front of the Avengers poster, like, getting his picture taken? But it was super cool that Jason was like, David, David, turn to your left.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what he did. He said he did it to make it feel good. And that's a dope fucking
prank. Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, you should watch it.
I really will. I just don't understand how he got there. Like, it doesn't make sense. But I mean, how crazy, how fucking crazy to be at the premiere and red carpet with all of these actors and actresses. Like, these are big time people who have been doing this series for years.
Right. Now, he did say, who did he say that he ran into? Oh, Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
That said hello. Yeah. Hello. That sounds like such a Chris Pratt thing to say. I could hear him saying it when he said that. But yeah, that was crazy. So David was talking about them being with all these actors who made 15 movies, but Jason was like, oh, I think it was just 10. So you said it was 10. Yeah. So I guess it was 10. But, and then David's comparing it to, like, these guys have been doing things for 10 or 15 years. I haven't done anything in my life for 10 or 15 years. Yeah. And I mean, that's interesting, like, take on that. But David says the work is hard. He asked a guy that made animated movies, was his work hard? And the guy said that he'd rather be making animated movies than laying cement or building a
building. But he did still consider that his job was hard, but it's just better. It's a better kind of hard.
Yeah. Right. And it's also about what you love. Like, I know I talked to a long time ago, I talked to a Marine that was going to be a truck driver after he got out of the Marines. And it really, I'm glad that happened to me when I was young. I was like 17 or 18. And to hear, like, his enthusiasm, like, oh, I just love driving and I can't wait till I can drive trucks. And I was like, oh, wow. I didn't know people like driving trucks.
Yeah.
But people can like doing anything. Like, the people that build buildings. Like, I ran into people that, like, every time I see, like, the stadium being built right now, and I see, like, a construction worker, I'm reminded of people that I've run across that were like, I built that building, or I helped build that building, or whatever.
You know? And they love it. Yeah, they love it. That's crazy. But David did say that the movie was amazing. In his word, it was.
He said, fucking great. Stop censoring our podcast.
There's children.
So I was thinking.
But what's crazy is I didn't know that they typically do this. I mean, it makes sense after knowing, like, what he does, but they planned on just going for a few minutes in the movies and then, like, checking it out and then just leaving because he wanted to go record more for the vlog. But David said the movie was so good and it always had him, like, it grabbed his attention and he just had to stay.
Yeah, I don't think Jason necessarily was planning to leave, except he was planning to leave because he knows David always plans to leave. So when you're around him so often, you're like thinking, like, so Jason actually looked at him and says, are we ready to go? He's like, no. Yeah. He's like, oh shit, we're staying.
And what's so crazy is, like, I don't know what it feels like, how David felt, but because he went to this premiere, he watched this movie with the fucking superheroes in the fucking theater. Like, the actors were sitting in the same theater with him. That is fucking cool.
Now, you know, other people told me that people were crying in their movies, but I think it maybe being in that setting with all those actors, maybe that makes it more emotional.
I think so.
Because the dude sitting in front of you just died. You're like, sorry, dude.
You got the bad script.
But yeah, now you're making me, I didn't think about it as strongly now, but now every single sentence I'm thinking, how the fuck were they at this movie with all these people? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? He must just have a really good agent.
He has to, because that's crazy. These are top tier fucking actors. Again, they've worked on 10 movies that have been influencing, like, the movie industry for years, and they've been like killing records like crazy.
And although he went on the red carpet by himself, the even crazier is initially there were the three actors in front of him, and then so however many actors behind him in the line. Yeah. Of people waiting to get on the red carpet. And then David got out of line and went to the back because he didn't want to go in the middle. Hell no. Of all of that. Like, how the fuck are there, how the fuck are there actors behind David Dobrik? Yeah. You get to go after he goes.
That's crazy. But David sees Natalie Portman walking on the red carpet. He didn't realize that she was in the movie. And actually, I forgot that she was in the movie as well, or in one of the series. I think she was in the original Thor movie.
They said she was in a picture, like on the wall or something.
In the movie? No, yeah. No, she was actually in the movie.
In this last movie? Oh, I thought they said she was on
the
picture.
No, she was in the movie. But David said that when she passed by, she took his breath away because she's one of the prettiest women he's ever seen in his life. And Jason said he noticed right away too, like that he like, I guess turned off or like, I don't know, like just went dumb when he saw her, I guess where he noticed David, like just lock onto her, I guess.
Yeah. And you see more of that in Jason's vlog.
Oh, too. Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he Googled her and found out she has two kids, and
so he said, that's when he said so he I know she's had sex with at least twice. Yeah.
So he's like that's a bummer. And so David called Jason at 1 a.m. to be like, yo, be straight with me, I'm not gonna be with Natalie Portman ever, right? What a funny ass phone call to get in the middle of the night. And it wasn't even a phone call, it was a FaceTime call.
FaceTime, yeah. how much do you, well, you probably FaceTime your wife a lot.
Yeah, sometimes.
How much otherwise do you FaceTime?
Very rarely. If anything, it'd be like with my parents or something. Huh. But you know what's crazy is that there the whole FaceTime thing, we'll go off topic for a little bit, but there was an article about like millennials who you can tell the type of millennial because there's like a divide who consider FaceTime to be casual and normal, and then the other millennial types to still not use it but know it's available. Like phone calls are still normal.
Right. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Because the younger you go down the millennial chain, like a FaceTime is like a phone call. I've had people tell me, why didn't you just FaceTime me? I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
or when somebody FaceTimes me, and I'm like, my initial reaction is, why are you FaceTiming me?
Exactly. Yeah. See. I'm like, what the fuck? Decline, and then I'll call them back. Like, I don't need to see you, but everyone else who's younger FaceTimes as their phone call.
Right. It's not. It's hard to explain, but it's like, it's just like the phone call, but it's like the only way you should talk to your friends, because why wouldn't you want to see?
It makes sense, but
they don't see that group, the younger you go down, doesn't feel like anything needs to be private. So it doesn't matter if you're taking a shit. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, I had somebody call me, FaceTime me in bed with somebody they were just hooking up with. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But I think it's because he wanted her to go. he was like, that was just for the night, girl. but yeah.
So David said, I mean, after seeing Natalie Portman, they started talking about like how beautiful she was, but then they started talking about the Avengers in general. And he was like, that whole cast is just a bunch of beautiful people. I think Jason was like, were you having a crush on Chris Pratt or Chris Hemsworth or whatever? And he was just like, and he's like, they're all good looking.
And Jason added, they're beautiful people inside and out. That's pretty deep.
because they said they were really cool people too. Like, you know, some actors can be assholes, you know, and they're just the way they are. But they said that they were nice guys. I heard that they all are, for the most part.
Well, they were. David said they were. They could have talked. David and Jason said they could have talked to the people, but they didn't because they were too afraid.
Yeah.
I kind of think that that's. You know, I think David and Jason are successful enough in what they do. They're at those celebrities' level in what they do. Would you agree? Yeah,
I think they're equals in different categories.
Yeah, it's like, you know, somebody's a football player and somebody's a golfer, but you do different things. But both of
you guys are masters at what you do.
Yeah. Right. And so I think if David hears this, that David should be a little more comfortable and confident in that. And somebody like Chris Pratt or Paul Rudd or Robert Downey Jr., like if they... That's a great opportunity for promotion. Right. They're people too. So if we love what they do, if we love what he does, they would love what he does. So that makes sense. What would you suggest?
That's completely right. I just think that from what they were saying, I feel like they were super nervous. I think they were nervous, and they even said, like, I don't even know what I would say to them. And I think it would have been okay for them to just say, hey, I really love your work. And, like, I'm super excited to see this movie and, like, what you've done in here, you know, or something like that. And that could stir up a conversation, too, because, let's say he said that to Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt would be like, oh, you look familiar. Or, like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a YouTuber. You may have seen some of my videos, but blah, blah, blah. You know, and that could stir up a conversation. He'd be like, what the fuck? You're a YouTuber and you're here on the red carpet? Shit, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because... You know, they're used to it is so odd. Like, so, yeah, and they would be curious, like, what are you
doing? Yeah, exactly, because that...
Maybe he should have went in the middle.
Yeah.
But it would have been... I don't know. I guess he probably would have felt bad since no one was taking his picture.
Yeah.
I think they should have all taken his picture anyway. I think that was stupid.
Yeah. Jason tells David to take off his glasses, and he says, get closer. And then he says his full name. He goes, David Julian Dobrik. Natalie Portman is never, ever going to be with you. Because they were kind of joking in the podcast that, like, when he woke up this morning, is Natalie Portman the thing he thought about? He's like, yeah, even when I woke up in the middle of the night. That's so funny.
And David said, I doubt it. But Jason says that older women kind of like David, you know, kind of propping him up. And so they talk about...
A situation, yeah.
Where they were at a birthday party. I don't know whose birthday party, but where women were hitting on him. And what were some of the things that the girls... Oh, one girl says, do you want to play with some balls? that would be super uncomfortable.
Definitely.
But he says he's glad he has a proper celebrity crush. And especially, I guess that could probably happen to you super often if you saw the people in person.
Yeah, true. Because then it's even more like there's a small percentage that they'll notice you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let's move on from the whole fucking Avengers thing. David's been crying a lot when he finishes editing because he's so thankful and loves what he does. And what's so crazy about that is it doesn't happen to me often, but there are sometimes, I agree with David, but there are sometimes when I work on a video and I rewatch it and for some reason I start to tear up. And it's just like, I feel like I've done something and the shit I just created from nothing just feels so cool to have done. Obviously, it's not as big as his shit. Like, you know, he gets millions of views on his things. But I feel like doing something you really love and going from beginning to end and then seeing the finished work, like the completed work, I think there's something to it.
Oh, no, I feel you on that. You're not talking about that stupid video you sent me, are you?
What stupid video?
I'm just kidding. You cried. I cried too. Like,
but I get what he's saying, and like he's very, and he, what's really nice about David, and like one thing that's nice about him is that he understands how lucky he is. Like he sees that, and he hopes that he can continue to keep doing it for a while.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, because some people are just like, yeah, I fucking do this, you know, whatever, this is what I do, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they just take it for granted. Like, and I've seen so many, like, if you watch, like, a bunch of YouTubers, like, I don't know if you've watched other YouTubers, but they die off. Like, they don't get to do it for that often. Like, you have, like, a 5 to 10 years, and then you become nobody because your generation is, like, moving on.
Right. Yeah, they just kind of, like, a lot of people, like, that Niga Higa guy still makes videos.
Yeah, but he's not as popular anymore.
Right. But then there's the one guy. I forget what his
there's
name.
There's Jesse. Kevin. There's Jesse. He's gone.
Kev Jumba.
Yeah, but he got into a huge accident, though. That wasn't his fault. What? Yeah, he got into a car accident. And he was hospitalized for a while.
Oh, so that's why he stopped?
Yeah, for a very long time because he couldn't move.
Well, I knew he deliberately stopped, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, he got into a car accident. Okay. But yeah, he was a big one too, and he was doing really well with his dad. But like, over time, like, you just start to lose your followers. And if you do take a big break, unfortunately for him, he had an accident. But like, if you do take a break, you will lose your volatile, like, fucking followers. They'll just switch over to somebody else that's posting more often. Like, it's just crazy. The internet is very, very unstable.
But it's also, everything is that way. If you fucking made a movie when you were 19 and then you made another movie when you were 60, or I mean, I used to tell people that I was talking to about social media. I mean, because you got other things going on in your life, you can't decide, oh yeah, it's Tuesday night, but I got shit going on, so there's not gonna be any news. Right. You can't do that.
Right.
You go to Walmart and there's a sign on the door, we're closed today but we'll be open tomorrow. Like, you can't do right. that. You have to, if you're going to do something, you have to commit to it or it's not going right. to work.
This is crazy, and I can't wait for the day I see this shit to happen, but David talks about watching an Elon Musk seminar where he talks about the autonomous cars and the system. How people who have Teslas today and the Teslas being bought in 2 or 3 years from now, there will be an update that will turn your Tesla into a taxi. And basically, when you go home and you put it in taxi mode, your Tesla will automatically go pick up and drop off people, and Tesla only takes 20 to 30%. And I think he said that you as the Tesla owner will get 60% of the earnings.
Well, his math doesn't add up, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I think he said later on 60% is what the owner of the car will get.
I think that he did say that, but I think he's because he doesn't know math.
Yeah.
That would mean that the Tesla would be taking 40%. Yeah.
But either way, that's fucking crazy. I would love to see that happen. I just don't know if these people who are buying Teslas will want strangers in their car. I mean, Teslas are expensive cars.
Yeah, would you want... I mean, I've seen Uber Teslas.
I mean, me too. But still, I mean, you are not in the car. And people in general... most people will respect your car, but there are so many people that won't.
Right.
And I wonder
when you were taking Ubers, you were a shitty passenger.
I wonder if they have like some type of insurance too. Like, you know, if like your car is out there fucking picking up people at like midnight when people are drunk as fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you definitely need to have a camera in the car.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure there's going to be requirements and shit like that.
Yeah. So you know, because people will leave fucking trash in the car, because I've gotten in people's cars where there was like a plastic cup or something shit on the floor and shit, and I know that wasn't the person that picked me up, It was some stupid ass passenger who's a fucking asshole.
But that's crazy. And I love how David said Elon is the modern day Iron Man, because it's kind of true. Like, he's just doing whatever the fuck he wants, and he has the SpaceX programs going on. So that's kind of crazy. They go into their first ad, which is Pro Flowers with Mother's Day coming up. I'm not gonna hate on this one. If you are lazy and you want to get some flowers, use Pro Flowers. Although I did look them up, and the flowers come to you in a box and in bud form. So don't get the flowers like the day of Mother's Day or the day before, because you need 2 or 3 days for it to bloom. Yeah, what? Isn't that crazy?
This is horrible.
I know. So I watched some reviews. I watched on YouTube, and the guy's like, "This is not what I was expecting." He's like, "Look at the picture online, and then I have to wait for this shit to fucking bloom." And then, and then when it does bloom, he's like, "I'm not a fucking flower arranger. I don't know how to put this shit together." So I guess it would work for some people.
Wow, but I know they also said if you add, because the flowers that they were talking about was $19.99, and if you add $9.99,
you can get chocolate.
They'll give you a vase.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's so many options on there. I used their promo code and checked it out too.
Yeah. Oh really? Did you buy it?
No, I don't want to wait for fucking. It says 2 to 5 days to bloom.
Okay, so if you had went there and that wasn't, and it didn't take days to bloom, would you have bought some?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
cool. I would have bought some. David asked what superpower Jason would want, and he can't say what?
He can't say disappointment because he has that one under wraps. The superpower of disappointment.
Jason says super speed or super strength like the Hulk. And then David said that he'd want to be invisible because he could get away with things like robbing a bank. That's so funny because like everyone uses that as an example. Like, how does your superpower get you to rob a bank?
Well, because he said like if I could fly, well, people would see me when I robbed the bank, and then they would come kill me. But if I'm invisible, they would never see me.
And then Jason said that he would like super strength, and.
But David says, why would he wouldn't want super strength? Like, how would that be useful? David felt like he would just be breaking things. They have to just clean up a lot of shit.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Well, you can control your super strength. Yeah. It's not like you're just going to be walking through walls and shit. Oh, fuck! I'm so fucking strong.
Jason asked, what about like Aquaman, like being able to swim underwater? And then David was like, that's fucking lame. I'll just be underwater the whole time while all my friends are just fucking hanging out.
Yeah, he says, a girl asked me, what can you do? Oh, I can go underwater. Here, watch. And then he goes and sits in the bottom of the water. Then he comes back up 10 or 15 minutes later, and then she's talking with another guy. Where's David? He's underwater. I never thought about that before. That was pretty genius of him to think about it that way. You hadn't thought of it that way, had you?
Well, I thought it was stupid in general. Like, I wouldn't want to go in the water.
No, but when you saw Aquaman or you saw The Little Mermaid or anything like that, I never thought about, like, I wouldn't want to.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
You thought you didn't want to do that? In what situation did you think that?
Anytime I thought, like, seeing them, I just, like, that's a shitty superpower.
Oh, well, I don't think it's a shitty superpower. Yeah, well, it's lame. But it's not cool.
It's lame. Yeah.
It sure could come in handy.
Tsunamis.
Like, what are you doing? Sitting around watching TV. The tsunami's coming.
It's fine. David, what? Invisibility and teleportation. Oh, yeah. So that's cool. David was like, teleportation would be fucking awesome because you could just go like, go to Vegas now, you know, and then just go there.
You could also just go back in time so you could win the lottery.
They said teleportation, and then they started talking about time travel. Teleportation does not give you time travel. They were mixing the two.
Okay, you're right. I didn't pay attention to that, but yeah, you're right.
They're stupid. I heard that, and I was like, you guys are dumb.
So, teleportation, yeah, they could win any money by teleporting.
Right.
Teleporting would still be cool in terms of like being where you want to be, like
at any point in time.
Shit, let me go. Oh fuck, let me go get that cheesecake that they make in Paris.
All right.
I'll be right back.
But so teleportation would be cool in general if you could do it, but it would be cool if you could touch somebody and then they could teleport too. But there's like you have to make the rules, right? So there could be an enhancement to it.
Right. And that would suck because then you'd have to hang out with everybody more often. Like, what the fuck? Come over.
I'm busy. Well, you just come here for like 10 seconds.
Oh, here, come watch this. That would be so dumb, actually.
I'll be right back.
Did you just flush the toilet?
Oh, no. Sarah did. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You better not be taking a shit on this podcast. Nobody shits on our podcast.
David talks about a guy in Wisconsin who won $700 million. He said he would just want to win the lottery for a vid and then give it back or give it away. I feel like David said that, but he would not do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't believe that for 1 second. Now, when he elaborated a little more and started talking about, like, I like giving people stuff, I'd probably buy some people some cars or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course he would do that.
But he fucking, no fucking way does he want to win that much money and then give it back. But they were talking about that Jason said he wouldn't tell anybody if he won the lottery. And then David said, you have to.
No, you don't have to.
Well, it's a yes and no answer.
It depends on the state. Yeah.
Yes. So because I think like in Illinois, you have to, they won't give you the money if you won't. It's part of the deal. So for publicity, but yeah, it's not every place that you have to do that. And I sure as hell wouldn't. I sure as hell wouldn't want
it. Exactly. Yeah.
Like the person that won the $13 million a couple weeks ago, at the casino, she wanted to remain anonymous, and I think that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, of course. What's it called? I mean, just on the topic of money and shit. Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
I've heard of it.
Man, I think he'd be your new favorite YouTuber. But he made his career on YouTube solely on giving money away. And so that's all he does. Every episode is a creative way to give money away. And, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, his last episode, I think, yesterday, was giving 10 grand to people without saying anything.
Just walking by them and handing them
10 grand. And seeing their reactions. Like, how fucking crazy is that? And then he did another episode where he bought a bunch of expensive things, like 10 Xboxes, 10 PS4s, huge TVs, all these expensive equipment. And then he rented out a store space, and then for one day only, he made it a dollar store. So anybody that walked in, they could spend $1 on anything and take it.
Dang.
And, like, he just come up with creative ways to give away money. It's fucking crazy. And so many people sponsor him and give him money to give away.
Oh, that's awesome. Mr. Beast. Okay, I'll have to look Beast. That up. So would you, if somebody walked up to you and just, maybe if you've already seen this video, these videos, you wouldn't be that way, but wouldn't you be scared if somebody just handed you $10,000?
Fuck yeah, I'd be like, shit, I'm about to get shot.
Here you go, $10,000. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, I'd be so scared. Definitely check him out. I think you'll like it, though. Yeah. Jason loses 10K from David in a game of pool. Did you watch that vlog? Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That to me was crazy because we both have heard that Jason's kind of broke sometimes, right? Like he says he's broke, but then he's making money. But for him to just like lose 10 grand over a game of pool, that's crazy.
that he should have won because he's supposedly a really good pool player.
And do you think David actually took the full 10 grand? I think he did. I feel like when they make bets, though, they keep true to it. You know what I mean?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when they do the whole credit card thing. How fucking crazy the dude that his birthday, they picked his credit card. That's $1,000. Like, what are the odds? And it's so shitty because they told him he didn't have to put his card in there. He was like, no, I'll do it. Because in his mind, he's got to be thinking, like, there's no way he's going to pick my card.
Right. That's crazy.
Damn. We should have played that game.
David then did an Easter egg hunt. And so he hid eggs all around his house and, like, in his yards, backyards, whatever. And he had a few eggs with an X and an O in it, I think. Two people that found the X's got like a small prize, and then the ones with O's, those two people could play rock paper scissors to win $25,000.
It was the ones with the X.
Okay, either one. But yeah. The two, well, there was a lower prize and then a top prize, and then the top prize you had the rock paper scissors, and you'd win $25,000. Now they didn't display this in the vlog, but Don, he found one with the X in it. And he thought that the grand prize wasn't going to be that big. So he sold his egg for $500 to one of the girls. I forgot her name. And she actually won the rock, paper, scissors and got the 25K. That's fucking crazy.
And David said that Dom really needed the money, too.
That's crazy.
But that's selling it for $500. That is such a Dom thing to do. You know, not in a stupid way, but in the sense that, you know, he's always kind of hustling.
I'm sure he was like, "Hey, no one else has X's. I'll sell you mine for $500." You know, he started that conversation. He's like, "You don't know. I don't know if this is going to be good, but you can. If you have $500, just take it. You know, whatever. That's fucking crazy."
So at that moment in time, when he has an extra $500, I'd be fucking happy too. Okay, I just got $500. Yeah. But then the very next moment, you just missed out on $24,500.
Right. Wow. So they had another night with Charlie Puth and Benny Blanco, and they had him play songs, and he was faster than Alexa.
So yeah, like when they would play parts of the song, then he would just start playing.
That's crazy. I still think that's such a crazy talent.
I wonder.
Or gift.
Oh, I bet you he watches that show. What's that show called? Beat Shazam or something like that?
Oh, I've never heard of that. Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's a game show where it's something like, are you faster than Shazam? And can you guess the song? It's with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. He's just, if you guys haven't seen that, go check out, I think David's like, vlog with Charlie Puth, and you'll get to see this this disease he has called perfect pitch. I think it's pretty impressive. I think there's a few people, if you just type in perfect pitch on YouTube, you'll see some other people with it, and they have it's impressive. Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. This one was a really, really good one, although you can't see what he's showing. He goes away for a second, and then you hear David go, "Oh my gosh, he actually has merch." And so Joe comes in the room with and you can hear him loud. He says, "Hey, teeny weenies, we got Joe's merch, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, you can't see what he's showing, but he
says, "It's make the teeny weeny longer merch,"
which is awesome. And I want to know if they're. I hope they reveal how much he sells, because it would just be interesting.
I think it's going to do really same. Well. That's brilliant. And his website was joesmerch.com. I didn't go look at it, but I should have. Maybe I'll look at it right now.
But yeah, Jason was saying that Joe has been on fire lately, because this is like the third or fourth one where he actually does something to promote himself or makes a good teeny weeny podcast. And that it took him 40 times to get there. I didn't get what he meant by like he's just like Kimmel.
Well, first, I'm looking at the website right now. I fucking love it. on his hat, because you know his handle is Ugg, it's yeah. Joe, and so there's a beanie that just says Ugg. Oh, that's so clever. Make the teeny weeny longer shirt. Okay, but yeah, that's pretty fucking intelligent. But so he said, Jimmy Kimmel, like, you know, Kevin Hart didn't break out till he was like 40. And Jimmy Kimmel was, most comedians have that kind of a story.
Where, they're just making fun of how long it took.
Right. That it takes a long time before they finally hit their stride or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty dope. I don't know. I'm tempted to buy the merch.
Don't buy the merch.
Don't buy the merch. Okay.
All right. So let's go through this with the rest of this stuff. Sarah wants to go walking. Right. Jason walked 11 miles, but still didn't lose weight.
I don't think you lose weight just because you walked 11 miles.
Yeah.
Because people would do that all the time. You would just like, oh, fine. Okay. I'm just going to go walk a quick 20 miles. Get rid of this shit. Wouldn't it be cool if it was that
crazy.
Way?
You'd be seeing people walking every day. What's so funny though is David said that he asked him, like, hey, do you snack at night? David said, you're a fucking slut at night for food or something like that.
that's yeah. What he
and,
said,
and
yeah.
Jason was like, I know, I can't help it. And then go ahead.
But even David's analogy, David said that everything Jason stands for in the day, like being healthy and eating good, goes out the window at night. Everything he stands for.
Yeah. He always talks like he's doing something healthy, and then he always talks about eating in his bed too. Like he's always eating in his bed or something like that.
I wonder why he does it. He just needs to see. I don't really buy snacks, and so I don't snack because I don't buy them. So just don't buy them.
But some people can't help it.
I mean, well, if you're really disciplined in the daytime, then don't buy them in the daytime. Like, you know, at least make yourself have to do some work. Make yourself have to get out of bed, get in the car. Well, of course you don't have to do that either. You could just Postmate it. So he said he weighs 211 pounds right now. I guess he's trying to get under 200. Yeah. So David says that he should just cut off a leg and then he'll lose. And I just thought I'd put that random emoji in there.
I see.
So he said maybe not his leg, but David says that he would want to lose his eyes.
What the fuck?
He's debating between his nose or his eyes. And at first he says his nose, and then he's like, well, then I would look like Voldemort. And then he's like, no, but if I lost my eyes, then I could just wear sunglasses and I would still look cool. So he would lose his eyes because he would look good.
No
still.
Fucking way. I would never want to lose my eyesight. I thought about it too. Have you? Like, I feel so sorry when I see other people that have a disability like that. And I just cannot imagine life without one of the senses. And like, I thought about it, like, if I had to choose one to lose, like, which one would it be? Eyesight is way too important. I mean, it helps you get around everywhere and whatever. And like, you get to see the people you're talking to, your loved ones and all that stuff. I feel like eyesight is number one. Like, you cannot live without that. But if I had to lose anything, maybe voice.
Really?
Maybe voice, because you can still communicate with, you know, writing or typing. But hearing things, hearing would be kind of a neck and neck or even a secondary, because like you can still read and see, but you couldn't hear. So like it's still important, because then like music and stuff and like all that stuff is great. But voices, you can still get around it kind of fairly easy in today's world.
What about smell?
Oh, I guess smell. I guess if you were to consider that, I was thinking more so of like the big three.
What do you mean? There's no such thing as the big three.
Yeah, I know. But you know, the ones that where you like really need like help with something, you know? Smell. No one's over there getting fucking help for smell.
Yeah, they are. People are getting help for anything they don't have. They can't hear. They can't taste.
So. I never thought of smell actually.
So if you it's a sense. You went to school, right? There's like this big yellow bus.
They skip smell.
Or maybe skip smell. So which smell. One now would you use?
I give a fuck less.
And if you're around Jason, that would come in handy.
What would you choose? If let's just say smell's not in the equation.
Taste.
Okay, I see.
But if I had to choose,
and I'll take away those two that aren't that impactful. They are
impactful. Okay,
where you need fucking assistance. So sight, hearing. Yeah, sight or hearing. Which one?
It'd have to be sight.
You take away your sight?
I think you need to hear.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Don't you need to hear? Like, if you think about it, let's say you couldn't hear. Let's say you couldn't hear and you're with Sarah. Like, would you need to see her more?
Yeah, I would love to see her more.
But wouldn't you want to hear what she said?
I mean, I could still read her text.
You could read her text, but you couldn't hear her voice. You couldn't hear like how she sounded or
no,
or
I'd want to see. I'd want to see. Yeah. Okay, their next let's move on. Their next ad was Squarespace. We've talked about this before. Fuck Squarespace, use Wix. Okay, and then David talks about speaks Slavic and Hungarian, that he can speak Slavic and Hungarian, and Jason and him had like a battle of who fucking knew more about each other, which was kind of funny. It was like a real guy to guy, like kind of like, you don't fucking know me.
Well, this started from Jason being over at David's house one night, and David said that that's so rude. He just says to Jason, "You've been here a while." And then Jason says, "Do you want me to leave?" And David said, "Yes."
Yeah.
Like, that's cold as fuck. So then Jason gets all emotional talking about, like, hey, you give more time to your other friends. And David says, he's like whatever with Jason because he knows he's already a close friend, so he doesn't have to work so hard around him. But then so that causes them to start quizzing each other on like what they like what's your favorite food, what's your favorite where'd you go to college, to like see who knew more about each other. And then it came down to Goodfellas being Jason's favorite movie. But then David asks Jason what languages does he speak, and I forget what I think he said. Czechoslovakian, I think that was Jason's answer. But then David says he speaks Slovak and Hungarian, and that his mom is Hungarian and his dad is Slovak. So when his dad's around, they all speak Slovak. But when they're just by themselves, him and his family speaks Hungarian. But and then Jason asked, "What's my favorite place?" And it was Maui.
Okay. And then the last thing they talked about was Jason will be in San Jose April 28th. If you're there, go check him out. He's cool.
If you were
there. Oh, yeah, if you were there. It's past.
You missed it.
Okay, that's it for the podcast. I got to go because we're going to go exercise. So we're going to walk 11 miles and lose all our weight. but, yeah, that's all it. Right. My name's Chris.
My name's Mike, not Jeff.
And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.